Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We're back on Chicago's Afternoon News here on 720 WGN. I hope you enjoyed the summer day today. The cool down is coming, already hit some of the areas, particularly up north, and the rains to follow, but better times will come. Terry Savage is on a phone line now. If you've got a question about your personal finances or just about anything else, give us a call at 312-981-7200. You could send a text as well. Terry, do you do astrology readings too, or is it strictly about money?
You know, I date back from the days of Linda Goodman's Sun Signs, where everything we did was when you met someone, are you a Virgo? Are you a Libra?
Is that right?
So don't excuse me about that. Yeah, that was once a big thing.
Who was the, was it Jean, the famous psychic Jean? She was a woman. Anyway,
yes.
someone will know. Okay, so it was kind of quiet on Wall Street today. The big noise came after the bell when we got some tech earnings. Alphabet up, I think, 34% for the quarter. Microsoft exceeded expectations. It showed its best revenue growth since 2018. So that could fuel the fire for tomorrow, or will things be digested by then?
Oh, that's all going to be digested, and most of those weren't. Well, Microsoft was a bit of a surprise, but you know, it just proves that what we've been saying about tech and what's been the message about tech has been correct all along. You know, those companies are doing well. Ask the hotel companies, the airline companies, not so well.
The you had said in our note that you thought the quiet day today might be a calm before the storm on Wall Street. What did you mean by that?
Well, you know, have you noticed how we've been trading in this very, very, very narrow range around 3,400? I mean, the Dow especially. There are those who say that's painting the tape and that something's going on behind it. I don't know. I'm always surprised by the stock market in the short run. Okay?
Yeah.
And we'll see. I don't forecast markets very well.
You love it when I ask you about this at all.
Yeah. I've proved to myself I'm a very good long-term investor, but guess what? That doesn't make me so smart. Anybody who bought stocks, you know, I remember when the Dow first broke through 1,000, you know, and then fell back in 1973-74 from 1,000 to 570.01. See, I remember that. I was on the floor of the CBOE.
All right, I think this is a great number. Tell me, the average growth in the S&P 500 is?
Well, historically, over the last 50 years, with dividends reinvested, the average growth is about 10%, 10.1%, according to the Ibbotson Market Historian.
Yeah, that's big money. Jean Dixon, I was trying to think of.
Jean Dixon, you're right.
Yeah, yeah. She's a very famous astrologer or fortune teller.
Well, she was better at telling the future than I am. I just bet on America, and I'm, you know, it's late now. I've been around for a long time. Thank God I did what I said, because although I've never picked too many of those. I mean, I bought Amazon a long time ago when I realized they sold more than books, but that wasn't a smart move. That was just, you know, an obvious one.
Are you announcing your retirement, Terry? What's going on here?
No, I'm not announcing my retirement. I'm looking very much forward to see what happens next.
Speaking of the future, consumer confidence was up. That's a sign of good things to come, right?
That is the most interesting thing. I'm working on a speech, and I saw the number come out, and I looked at the graphics for that, and I thought, this is really amazing. We still have a lot of people who aren't back to work, maybe 9 or 10 million. Some not going back for a variety of reasons. I know you wanted to talk about that. And yet the confidence, the consumer confidence index, really took a pop. So I think that basically, everybody who says we're going to come roaring back in the second quarter is right. Just to give you an idea, the number in 2006, the Consumer Confidence Index, was a little above 100. And in 2018, 2019, before all of this, it was about 130, 35. It fell to just over 80 and hung in there for almost all of 2020. So you picture this graphic. Really just made it flatlined. And then all of a sudden today, it's back up over 120, so not very far from the Consumer Confidence Index from the Conference Board, not very far from the highs at 138 that we were reporting before the pandemic, back up to 120.
That is
over, a little over 120.
Terry Savage, you can read her columns at terrysavage.com. We're going to take a quick break, come back and take your calls and texts at 312-981-7200 coming up. But right now, here's Mary. We're back on 720 WGN. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. Terry Savage is on a phone line now, and we're taking your questions, 312-981-7200. We will start with Randy. Randy, welcome to WGN.
Hi there, Steve. My question for Terry is, I plan on to retire in approximately 20 months, and if I plan on living off my IRA and foregoing Social Security until I reach 70. But if I take out excess money over my living expenses, can I put money back into the IRA and still claim a deduction for it?
Not if you're not working. You can only put earned income into an IRA. Can I ask, Randy, how old are you?
I'll be 65 and a half when I retire.
Okay. Is there any possibility that instead of taking money out of your IRA over the next few years until you reach full retirement age, that you could either work part-time or earn a little bit more money in some way that may not relate to your current job, but I'm not thinking about driving, but something in that category.
Wait a minute. Randy's put in 40 years. He wants to put his feet up and retire, right, Randy?
I will still be able to work part-time in the current field, so that's not a problem.
Randy, I'm going to tell you something. The most important thing you can do, you're absolutely right, is delay Social Security until your full retirement age or beyond. The second most important thing you can do is delay taking withdrawals from your IRA until you're required to do so at 72. So I know it's such an important target to look forward to. That's it. I'm out of here. I'm retired. But if you have that opportunity to work three or four or maybe even five more years part-time and not touch any of that money, it's going to compound itself in a major way in your financial security down the road. So don't take money out of your IRA. Wait till maybe 68, 69, maybe even 70 for Social Security. It's an 8% increase every year.
All right. Thanks for the call, Randy. Enjoy your retirement whenever it comes, even if it's partial, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Steve. Bye.
You bet. We're going to head to Grant here. Grant, welcome to WGN. What can we do for you?
Hi, Steve. Hi, Terry.
Hello.
We got a check in the mail today from the Treasury Department.
Mm-hmm. Good for you.
For $25,200. We'll be right over.
No idea why?
No idea why.
It wasn't. Is it like they misplaced some digits on your $2,500 tax refund?
Now, we got a $2,800 tax refund last week, and today we got a check for $25,200 that said 2019 tax refund.
Okay, so. Did you file your 2019 tax return last July?
Okay, yes.
You did. Okay, did you do it yourself or did you have a tax preparer do it?
We did it ourselves.
And did you do it like using TurboTax or something like this? This is hysterical. I mean,
no.
This is a lovely problem, but you weren't expecting this kind of a number.
Grant, can you do my taxes next year, Grant?
I'd love to, Steve.
So what happens, Terry? Is there a legal obligation here?
Oh, yeah, there is. I mean, do not spend that money. Do not spend that money. But I'll tell you what I will do. My email, everybody knows, it's terry@terrysavage.com. Send me an email. Give me a few little details so that I can forward it to my contact. He's a media contact, but he knows everything at the IRS. And if you want, I'll forward it to them, or I will just ask him. So send me your information and tell me, no, don't forward my information to the IRS.
Yeah.
Just give me your information, and I'll ask at the IRS. But it's definitely not at all related to anything that could have been on your 2019 return, and it says a refund.
Correct.
But it does say it's regarding 2019 taxes.
Okay.
Yes.
And people are I want you to know, many people are still waiting for their 2019 tax return refunds, the ones they filed last July if they didn't file. One quick question. Did you file electronically?
Yes.
You did. I'm sorry. I couldn't remember if you said that. Okay. Yeah, send me an email. And at least I'll get back to you. I promise, in fact, not to give him your name and email, but I'll ask him how that could possibly happen and what you should do now.
And Grant,
you can't call anybody to get help there. And in fact, you know, you can't call anybody to ask how to return it.
Grant, keep us updated. I want to know what this story's like, okay?
Well, I deposited the check today. I had the bank confirm that it's a real check from the Treasury Department, and they said, yes, it is. They looked at it, and they said, yep, we checked it out, and it's a real check.
Now, we paid $9,000.
Right.
Now, we paid $9,000.
I'll find out, okay?
And what's your email again?
I promise not to give your information to the IRS.
It's Terry.
I thought twice about that.
It's Terry at terrysavage.com.
Got it.
I don't want to tell you what to do, but it's prime rib day. Okay, Grant?
You got that right.
Well, you can go out to dinner with it, yeah.
Thanks for the call. We're going to jump up to Mary now.
I love that question.
I know, it's
fantastic.
Best question
I've ever had on your show.
Mary, can you top that question?
I don't think so, but my question is, my husband is looking to retire possibly by the end of the year, and his money in his retirement in his 403B through his employer is mostly in the market. And hearing a correction, he's trying to decide what to do with the money to keep it safer so he doesn't lose all we've gained so far. Any thoughts?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about that, because that's the problem of everyone who's on the edge of retirement. Every time you thought the market couldn't go higher, it has, and I'm not saying it won't. But what you need to do is come up with more than just how much money do I leave in the market versus where else do I put it. I'll give you a comment on that. But you really need to come up with a plan for retirement about how much you can withdraw from that 403B, how you invest it, how you withdraw it, to make sure you don't run out of money before you run out of time. And for that, to get some really good advice, not just investment advice, but how much you're going to spend, how much is, you know, are your Medicare premiums going to be, your supplements, things like that, you need a financial planner. I have done something and put on the front page of terrysavage.com a link to WealthRamp, which has fee-only fiduciary financial advisors who are not trying to sell you something. And I would suggest you set up, you know, first meeting is free. Go through the quiz. I get nothing out of this at all. It's put up by my good friend Pam Kruger, who is like me, really wants to help people, and has carefully vetted all the advisors there. Now, the alternative, first of all, if he retires, when he retires, he can roll over his 403B into an IRA. Call Fidelity or Vanguard. They'll help him do that. Because the stuff in the 403B is mainly for younger people who are trying to accumulate money and grow their money. So do the rollover upon retirement. While he's there, switch some of it out to the most conservative options. There probably isn't a money market fund, but there could be a stable value fund or a very conservative fund inside the 403B. At rollover time, you'll put some money perhaps into a money market or some more conservative investments, and that's really why you need a financial planner, not someone who's a broker. I was a broker, so they're not all trying to sell you something, but someone who really is looking at the big picture of your life in retirement.
You've worked too hard, Mary, for too long to save that money,
yeah.
So make sure you get some good advice to protect it, okay?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
there's an old saying in the stock market, Mary, sell down to the sleeping point. So right now, while it's still in the 403B, look at all the options and find the one that's called either stable value or very short-term bond fund, and move some of the money out of the stock market into that. Not because I don't think it could go higher, but because you need to sleep at night.
Thanks, Mary, for the call. Oops, I'm sorry. I cut her off there. Someone texted in with Grant, and was it $21,000,
$25,000? Yeah, $5,000.
What are the chances that the IRS catches that mistake? And I bring it up because the Biden administration says it wants an extra, I think it was $80 million to ramp up. Why are you laughing? Ramp up IRS enforcement
or audits.
No,
you're talking about whether the IRS made a mistake. Look, let's say something. The IRS sometimes makes mistakes. Right now, it has sent out $1,400 checks to a lot of people who also the parents were given $1,400, the kid came of age, filed a return, and the kid got a $1,400 check, and they said, you know, we're not going back on those mistakes. If you get the money, keep it. But I think a $25,000 error is material enough that at some point, I don't want the IRS breathing down my neck. I think we should figure out how that could have been so that it's not spent, and then at some point you get a bill plus interest from the IRS.
So do they do audits of the checks they've sent out, or how is it that they would catch it? I mean, I'm not advocating that he keeps it.
They intimidate the heck out of you just by being the IRS.
No, but I mean,
so
how would they...
I thought I would sort of anonymously find out what one would do if they were concerned about it. It wasn't the amount that was, you filed for a refund, so it's either a fat finger error, they call it, or maybe his Social Security got mixed up with someone else's. If that's the case, someone else is going to call and say, I didn't get my $25,000, and they're going to look into it and go, oh, yeah, it went to Grant.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Okay, we've only got 30 seconds, so I think we're done with calls for the day. One other person called and said that the relative got the stimulus but missed out on the $600, so 20 seconds.
The only way to get that $600 or a previous is to file for it on your 2020 tax return on line 30, claim it. That doesn't apply to the $1,400 ones. Those are still coming out, dribbling out, but still coming out. But the first two, you have to claim them on your 2020 tax return. If you already filed for 2020, didn't claim it, then amend your return and claim it on line 30.
Terry, great to talk to you. Have a great week. We'll talk again soon.
You too, Steve.
You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News. We're going to head into the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom in just a couple of minutes.
Chicago.